Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation. The library.
Reparations, the big R, right? How do the African descendants of slaves, right, finally reap this, finally collect, right, what was promised but never given?
So, you know, you mentioned the black farmers recently, and that there's a different issue with black farmers. And the black farmers actually, you know, I had on my podcast the head of the Black Farming Associate, Black Farmers Association recently, and what happened to black farmers is there was a loan program. You just mentioned this, but I'm going to tell people the whole story. There was a loan program in the USDA. That program said, if you're a small farmer and you meet certain metrics, you are entitled to these government grants and government loans. They're two different programs. Black farmers, the guy who was running that program for decades was just an overt racist. And the waiting room would be filled with black farmers who were waiting to apply. They would never be given a loan. They would watch white farmers go in, cut in line in front of them, and pick up checks and leave in 1 minute. And ultimately, the Black Farm Association sued the USDA. They revealed this. They had a jury trial, and they quantified exactly how much money had been lost to black farmers that they were entitled to during that period, and they never got. It was around $500 billion that they were deprived of, and the court awarded them that money. Because you're suing they were suing a federal agency, Congress now has to appropriate that money. And the money was owed them, it was promised them, it was not, you know, it was not a classic reparation for injuries that were vague. They were absolutely targeted and known, and the amount that was lost was known. And what I've said, and Congress has refused to appropriate the money. So what I've said as president, I'm going to fight to make sure that money gets appropriated to that group. In terms of reparations for slavery and for Jim Crow, which I witnessed, I grew up in a state where a black man at a time, where a black man could not marry a white woman or vice versa, where you know, I had a guy who was working for my family. Who was
you said black man couldn't marry a white woman.
Or vice versa. Or white man marry a black woman or whatever.
I don't think that's the...
There was no interracial marriage.
That's the part we was tripping off of.
In other words, interracial marriage was illegal in Virginia. Both parties would be arrested. And all the other, you know, transportation, housing, public parks, prisons were segregated by law. Mental institutions were segregated by law, but also I had a guy who worked for my family who I was very close to. It was like a mentor to me growing up. I would go hunting and he taught me to hunt and fish. He was a black man who had been served in World War II in the Pacific. He was about 6'5". He was an incredible, dignified, very smart guy. And he would take me hunting in Virginia, and, you know, from when I was a little kid, and whenever we drove across the countryside, we would stop at restaurants and I would go in and get lunch for us. And then I would bring it out and eat it in the car. And I didn't understand at that time until years later why it had to be like that. But that's what happened. And then I remember one occasion he asked me to come into town with him to a little village where we live near called Solana Village and to go into a store and buy shoes for him because black people were not allowed into the shoe store. And once they tried on the shoe, they tried it on the curb on the sidewalk outside the store. So they had to know their size. And if the shoe didn't fit, they couldn't return it. And when I was growing up, I remember so many of the black people that I met had corns on their feet because of this rule, because they couldn't find a shoe that fit them. And they would oftentimes you'd see black people with the sides of the shoes cut out because their corns, it was the only way that they could, you know, deal with the pain from their corns. And I didn't understand that at that age, but I did know that I had to go buy him shoes when he wanted shoes. So I saw, you know, the injustice when I was a kid. And, you know, I'm very proud that the role that my father played and my uncle played in ending that system of Jim Crow, which was kept in place through unofficial intimidation and official laws, the Jim Crow laws that made it almost impossible for blacks to participate in the political process, exercise their right to vote. And, you know, I'm very proud that my family, partnering with Dr. King, played a key role in making this country for the first time in history a true constitutional democracy. I understand the moral justification for reparations. I don't tell people that I'm going to get reparations. People who do that are lying. And particularly, and you know, it's very easy for Gavin Newsom to appoint a commission. That's what politicians do when they don't intend to do anything, but they want to satisfy the demands of a constituency. That commission is going to do nothing ultimately. And none of them will. And the reason for that is that the reason they won't do anything is because President Trump appointed a number of judges, particularly the Supreme Court, that that have made it illegal to give race-based reparations to anybody.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And you know, the Judge Roberts wrote the decision in the Harvard case, which is dispositive now. It is now constitutional law that says any kind of race-based benefits are even in response to pass bigotry, to pass presence, to pass deprivation are illegal under the Constitution. Well, I don't tell people I'm going to do that because I don't tell people that I'm going to do things that I don't believe that I'll be able to accomplish. What I say is I have a program, which is a program which we call Targeted Community Repair, where I am going to funnel and incentivize the transfers of capital to these communities so that they can rebuild themselves.
So no reparations. When I hear race-based reparations, right? When we think about slavery, when somebody say you want reparations for slavery, they didn't say, reparations just for black people. They saying families that can be traced back their lineage for slavery, right?
Right.
That's not specific to say race-based reparations, but for those who are injured, of course, right? And whose family lineage, right, were slaves. And there is documentation in this country to be able to trace back lineage, right? And I believe that, the same way Donald Trump went in there and changed things, if you're president, then you have power to change things as well.
Okay, well, let me answer that, because the question that you initially asked, you specifically said not just for slavery, but for all of the systematic injuries and the system.
Well, yeah, not just for, but
right. Well, yeah,
that happens. We just happen to be the people who they're going to be given to. But if we don't have to put black on there, I'll just say descendants of slaves.
Oh yeah, but you had originally asked the question about that addressed all of the subsequent,
right, because I was giving you additional cases.
The subsequent systematic stripping of wealth from black communities mm-hmm. in this country, because after slavery, there was a lot of wealth in this country in black communities, Black Wall Street in Tulsa, and there were black Wall Streets all over our country at that mm-hmm. time that were systematically destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is that cannot be addressed, okay? You could constitutionally give people reparations for slavery. And, the case that probably the strongest case for that is the reparations that were given to Japanese after whose property was stripped from them during World War II.
And then Jewish people as well.
In what case?
Through Israel, through America funding Israel.
Oh, well, that is not. Nobody calls that reparation.
They don't call it, but however it needs to get done. I mean, I don't think we're married to the worry. We married to the rewards of getting the compensation.
Yeah. What I would say is that slavery, the legacy of people who can show they're slaves, that you could technically bring a case and it on that issue.
Because those are Americans.
Right, and that constitutionally it would be permissible. But then you would have to get Congress to appropriate that money. And my own experience, as I just related to you mm-hmm. with the black farmers, is even when it is a specific, quantified, with a jury trial, giving an award for specific money that was stolen, even then, a direct provable injustice to specific people, even then Congress won't appropriate the money. Oh, what I'm saying is that, you could, you can do that heavy lift. Somebody could bring that lawsuit. It wouldn't be the president. It would be somebody bringing that lawsuit. And then the president could say, here's a bill that I'm going to put out and make sure that that judgment gets paid. And you would have to get it through Congress. And I'm telling you I don't believe that is going to happen. We can't even get Congress to appropriate the money for those farmers who were, with the injustice of those specific individuals, not to their ancestors, but to them in particular. And Congress still won't do it. So what I'm trying to do, and I do this not with every community. I don't tell people things that they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people things that I know that I can do without Congress.
This damn product right here got too much stuff in it. It got black seed oil, got cannabinoids, it got lion's mane, and it's 1,000 milligrams right? It's an ounce of black seed oil, got MCT oil, 1 ounce, 0.5 grams of lion's mane powder. I think that's too much. This right here have your brain super focused and charged all damn day. I took this and I was working from the beginning of the day literally to midnight. Now, I got a lot of stuff done, but I shouldn't have been that charged up. I don't think that the products should work that well. So I don't think that you should take this if you don't want to get a lot of stuff done throughout the whole day, because everything in here is amazing for you, but I think it's too much ingredients. I feel like you're supposed to take that kind of stuff where it gives you a little charge and it had you smooth throughout the day, but not like where you just going and going and going and going. I guess the good part about it is everything is natural and everything is good for you, and it's probably the best thing you could put in your system. But beyond that, unless you got a lot of work to get done throughout that day and you want your mind to be relaxed and you just going supercharged all day long, don't take Supermind. That's my suggestion.
I'm 19 Keys and this is High Level Conversation.
The library. The library. The library.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store.
Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.